Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about praying God's word. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 4, starting at verse 25. Here we are, we're at an early church prayer meeting, and Peter is praying. This is what we read. "Who, by the mouth of your servant David, have said, 'Why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done.'" You know, you can learn a lot about a person by hearing them pray. And you can learn a lot about a church by their prayer meetings. In Acts chapter 4, we see a prayer meeting in the early church, and it shows us wonderful things about the early church. Their prayer began with three important principles. That's found in verses 23 and 24 of Acts chapter 4. And at Acts chapter 4, verse 25, it shows us something else important about prayer. When the early church prayed in Acts chapter 4, they prayed God's word. Now, we don't specifically know who spoke these specific words. I said it was Peter, but it could have been anybody. Yet they voiced the united heart of the whole prayer meeting. This is what they said. They said, "By the mouth of your servant David, you have said." This was the heart of all the disciples that the prayer meeting, remember, they prayed with one accord. They recognized that the words of the Old Testament, quoting Psalm 2 to be exact, were really the words of God. God was speaking by the mouth of his servant David. It's an important point. The apostles and prophets of the first century church, Acts chapter 4, believed that the words of King David recorded in Psalm 2 were actually the words of the Lord God said by the mouth of King David. The earliest Christians had a high view of the Holy Scriptures. And quoting Psalm 2, they said, "Why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things?" Their unified prayer quoted Psalm 2 because the disciples quoted Psalm 2 because the other disciples understood what happened by seeing what the Bible said about it. From Psalm 2, they understood that they should expect this sort of opposition and not be troubled because of it, because God was in control of all things. When we pray, we must see our circumstances in light of God's word. In conflict, we see the spiritual battle. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 speaks of that. And when we sin, there's confession and repentance. Psalm 32, verses 3 and 4 says that. When we need strength, we rely on God's promises. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 says that. You see, we can continually go back to God's word and in prayer interpret our circumstances through God's word. With this confidence, they could say to God, "Do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done." Because they saw their circumstances in light of God's word, they could recognize that the wrath of man never operates outside the sphere of God's control. These enemies of Jesus could only do whatever the hand of God had already allowed. Knowing that brings real peace. Knowing that whatever comes my way has passed through God's permitting hand first, and that he will not allow even the most wicked acts of men to result in permanent damage. That's comfort. So today, let God's word give you confidence and peace that he is in control.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.